Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Still want to get into some of my thoughts that we've seen with Fred Hoiberg and this recruiting stuff. I mean, good Lord. I mean, seriously. Every day is something new. It's, this guy signed. It's hard to even keep up. Got some thoughts on the latest signee for Nebraska basketball yesterday. Very late bloomer. Intriguing guy. We'll get into that coming up later on in the show. 402-951-1620. So, I kind of like to go big picture at times and get philosophical with different things. Because, you know, with life and sports, because they always intersect, right? Like, timing matters in life. And sometimes you need to catch a break and be fortunate with timing. Because sometimes it goes the other way and it never allows you to achieve the highest level of success that you can. Like you think about you think about the fortunate timing for the Houston Rockets in 1994 and 1995. They got two championships in a row because Jordan decided he wanted to go play baseball. Let's be honest. And it coincided with them getting their roster perfectly, Clyde and Hakeem and Kenny the Jet and Mario Ellie and all that. Like, then you think the other side of that is the Jazz teams in the 90s. Oh, my God, they ran into Jordan. Ugh. I mean, you think about, I got a, Mike emails in and says to comment about timing. I'd say one is the golfers in the 90s and early 2000s, more specifically with Phil Mickelson playing all the years with Tiger. I mean, think about that. You realize Phil's like one of the greatest golfers ever, and he just happened to be playing golf during the time with the greatest golfer ever. I even think about a guy like Bo Pelini. I really believe, now Bo was flawed, you know what I mean? Like, Bo Pelini was flawed personality-wise, the ability to be a CEO, behavior, different things like that, right? But I think the timing of Bo Pelini changing conferences really hurt him. Because he had a defense. His defense was built to slow down spread offenses. Blaine Gabbert, Colt McCoy. Like, his defenses were built to shut those things down. And all of a sudden, he's going to the Big Ten, and it's Iowa, and it's, you know, it's Wisconsin, and they're running right at you. And it's, I mean, it hurt him. Timing matters. And so I look at this new era for Nebraska football and basketball with Scott Frost and Fred Hoiberg, and boy, does the timing feel great in a lot of different ways. First, internally, for both those guys individually. They've done enough with their previous coaching stops to not only be successful, to have credibility when they walk in the door, but also to figure out who they are, what they like, what they don't like. How we want to structure practice. This is how we want to recruit. It's how we want to do that. It's how we want to do this. Obviously, Frost with Oregon and Central Florida, and then Fred Hoiberg with Iowa State and the Chicago Bulls. And then another layer of internally is internally within the athletic department and the university. Finally feels like the infrastructure is there with the right people in place. Not a lot of infighting, political disasters going on. You know, the president dipping in and doing this, or the chancellor, excuse me, and then the AD with Sean Eichhorst did this, did that. No, you got Bill Moose. You got the right people in place. And then you think about also internally with facilities. Pinnacle Bank Arena, the practice facility. Big, really big. So that internally, timing, great. And then externally. And whenever I think of the external timing, you oftentimes think about your conference. Don't underestimate how huge it is for Scott Frost and Fred Hoiberg that within the past 5-6 months, the top dogs in both football and basketball have left. Urban Meyer left Ohio State. And now John Beilein left Michigan. That matters. And I know, maybe some Iowa fans listening to this like, oh my God, guys, crawl before you walk. Don't get ahead of yourself. I get it. But it matters. Urban Meyer leaving the Big Ten alters everything. I mean, Urban Meyer was always like, he was such a colossal figure that it altered the way I would answer questions to people like, what do you think expectations are for Nebraska? I'm like, well, you know, every handful of years you should win the Big Ten. And then like Urban Meyer's face would pop up in my brain. I'd be like, you should get beat by Urban Meyer in the Big Ten championship game. That's kind of what it felt like. I mean, you realize this guy dominated the conference, right? Like, dominated it. His record in regular season conference play, 54-4. Bro, what? Domination. Total domination. And then with John Beilein, listen, since 2012, 2013, you can make a case. You know who's been the top dog in the Big Ten basketball-wise? Michigan. Gone to two Final Fours. Gone to national championship games. Won the conference multiple times. Won the conference tournament multiple times. This guy's been incredible. This guy has been incredible. And with his departure, that alters things on the basketball side. You know, when you think of the Big Ten premier offensive mind, who is it? You would have said John Beilein. But you know who you might say now in a year or two? Big Ten top offensive mind? Fred Hoiberg. And you know, as I say that out loud, you know what you might say in a couple of years? Who's got the best offense in Big Ten football and the best offense in Big Ten basketball? Oh, my God. Nebraska. I mean, think about that, guys. In a couple of years, when you're sitting around having Coors Lights with your dudes talking, and the conversation comes up, top offense, Big Ten football, top offense, Big Ten basketball, Nebraska might have a clean sweep. Think how exciting that is. I just, listen, timing matters. Every little thing matters. Everything matters. On your journey to achieve success, it all matters. It all matters. And timing's a part of it. And I just don't think we can overlook the timing of this new era of Nebraska basketball and this new era of Nebraska football and how perfect the timing is both internally for those guys individually, the athletic department, the facilities, and then also externally within the Big Ten Conference with the departures of the big bad bullies on the block, Urban Meyer and John Beilein. Timing matters. And the timing of this new era for Nebraska football and Nebraska basketball, pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. 402-951-1620. We're live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 141 on a Tuesday. Coming up next, a fact about the roster that is very intriguing for Fred Hoiberg. And I'm going to give you the three things that kill in basketball, and I think Nebraska basketball might be getting all three of them next.